Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, is requested by you, the fighting men of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till it's over, over there. Okay there, gang, the home fires are cooking up another special Command Performance and serving it hot from Hollywood to you guys who are serving in the fight against the Axis. Your big globe-trotting show, presented by the Special Service Division of the War Department, starts rolling with a globe-trotting gal who recently planed, jeeped, and chirped her way through the mud and sand of North Africa and into the hearts of the AEF. Back home from one of the great entertainment treks of the war, your mistress of ceremonies, Martha Ray.
A big sharp eye. We met, and for a second, his lonely eyes beckoned. Then the chance was missed. I passed the boy I should have kissed. For I don't know what color his eyes may be. For I can't forget the way that they looked at me. And now, all alone, with two wistful eyes of my own, all I'm looking for, I realize, is the boy with the wistful eyes. I don't know what color his eyes be. Oh, I can't forget the way that they looked at me. But now, all alone, with two wistful eyes of my own, all I'm looking for, I realize, is the boy with the wistful eyes. He's the boy with the wistful eyes.
Well, thanks, everybody. Hiya, gang. This is Martha Ray. Like Ken Carpenter said, I just got back from North Africa.
Good old Africa.
What a place to play golf. What big sand traps. Yeah, my big trap is still full of sand. But seriously, it was a privilege to be over there with you. And I'd like to take a second to send regards to Sarge Dick Stratton, Major Walter Newitt Curry, and Corporal Eddie Bingham, who played piano for me, that African piano over there. But moving on from Africa, I'm saying hello to Private Woolen and the Woolen Outfit at 989. The same to Jim, Bill, and Pete at 958. Captain Kitzel's Cadets at 847. And the self-styled Misfits at 962. And Sam, Charlie, Steve, and Swede at 839. Thanks for putting our calling card on that 1,000-pounder. Paying off a lot more of your letters, Command Performance has a real surprise for you. One of the biggest and best bands in America, the U.S. Coast Guard Orchestry. Oh, there. He says, there must be 40 sailors in this band. Oh, boy! Sailors. And here's their famous leader, Chief Petty Officer Rudy Valley.
Thank you. Hi-ho, fellows, and hello, Martha.
Hiya, Rudy. Oh, gosh, that's a swell-looking uniform.
You like it?
I certainly do. You know, Rudy, I've just been standing here thinking what a manly physique you've got. Well? Well, why don't you return the compliment?
All right, Martha. I've been standing here thinking the same thing about you. But seriously, Martha, I've been wanting to talk to you about your trip.
Oh, it was wonderful, Rudy, wonderful. We toured the whole North African front, right out there in the sand, right with the fighting men.
Did you mess with the officers?
The please. It wasn't that kind of a trip.
I understand you also spent some time in England.
Oh, not you all. Rather, to the old baby and all that sort of stuff, you know.
How long were you there?
Oh, a fortnight.
A fortnight?
Yeah, 3 weeks.
Well, anyway, Martha, the trip really did something for you. You seem to have lost weight.
Yes, I did. All along the trip. I lost 2 pounds in London, 4 pounds in Liverpool, 3 pounds in Tunisia, and on the way back, about 5 pounds in Lisbon.
I could have sworn you took it all off in one place.
Oh, Rudy, you're very sweet.
Do you still think so, Martha?
Oh, I certainly do. And I always will. Gosh, Rudy, I'll never forget the days when we used to go steady. Remember how dashing and romantic you used to be?
Ow.
Remember those long romantic rides we'd take up in the mountains?
Yes. Remember how I'd park at a lonely place and pretend I was out of gas?
Uh-huh. And then I have to pretend I had a sprained ankle and couldn't walk home.
And Martha.
Yes, Rudy?
Martha, remember that one wonderful night when I kissed you?
Yes, Rudy.
And you borrowed my handkerchief and wiped off the lipstick?
Yes, Rudy.
Well, ever since that night, Martha, there's been something I've been wanting to ask you.
Yes.
May I have my handkerchief back, please?
Well, I sure walked into that one. And now, Rudy, you walk right in here and tell us what you and the Coast Guard Orchestra have up your sleeve.
It's a medley of songs by Jerome Kern. I don't believe there's an American living who doesn't know and enjoy the melodies of this popular composer of musical comedy tunes. I'm sure you'll recognize your favorite one, beginning with Old Man River.
course replied, something here inside cannot be denied. They said someday you'll find all who love are blind. When your heart's on fire, you must realize smoke gets in your eyes. So I chaffed them and I gaily laughed to think they could doubt my love. Yet today my love has flown away. I am without my love. Now laughing friends deride tears I cannot hide. So I smile and say, when a lovely flame dies, smoke gets in.
And the Coast Guard Orchestra. And now into the mail again. Corporal Arthur Nutter, a Canadian overseas, writes, that command performance is real stuff. Top hold, what, and by Jove. And he also says, how's about the famous piano team, Bartlett and Robertson? Up in Greenland, Tech Sergeant Tyler, or Tarlin, I beg your pardon, Sergeant, likes his music sweet and soft. For he says, I'm bored stiff with jive, so dig it, brother, dig it under. Speaking of music, two Model T corporals at 927, Linderholm and Cannon, say, we'll settle for the music of American beer gurgling into a tall glass. Hey, how did that get in here? But anyway, for all the APO and FPO customers, here's that great piano team you've ordered, playing Liebestrom, Ethel Bartlett and Ray Robertson. Ethel Bartlett and Ray Robertson. See, more people get married to that song. Hey, where did Rudy Valley go? Hey, Rudy!
Yes, Martha?
Oh, Rudy, isn't it cute? All those letters to command performance asking for the old familiar song back home.
You mean like the soldier who wanted to hear the bark of his girlfriend, Queenie, a cocker spaniel?
Yeah. And the sailors from Colorado who used to raise goats and wanted to hear a goat go again?
And the gang in the South Pacific who wanted the sound of mixing up of a bourbon and soda. Yum, yum.
Yeah, and Donald Duck, Pluto, and Goofy. Oh, look, Rudy. Here comes a cute widow rabbit.
Well, hello, little rabbit.
Yeah. What's up, Doc? What's cooking, Doc?
No, it's Bugs Bunny. Bugs Bunny. Say, Bugs, how'd you get in here? I thought you were working at Warner Brothers in those animated cartoons.
Well, you see, Leon Schlesinger gave me the day off. Hey, Doc, you want a patriotic carrot?
What do you mean, a patriotic carrot?
I only steal them from Victory Gardens. Who's your classy dame?
Don't you recognize Martha Ray?
To think of all the time I wasted looking for carrots.
I think you're very cute, Mr. Bunny. Would you like to come home with me?
Why, do you want a pet? No offense, Doc. Well, I gotta go home now and meet my brothers.
How many brothers have you?
Oh, 6, 8, 10, 12.
6, 8, 10, 12? Aren't you sure?
You know us rabbits. I haven't been home since this morning.
Oh, thank you, Bugs Bunny of the movie cartoons. And fellas, that was really Mel Blanc, the man of many voices. 6, 8, 10, 12. Well, it's love now to the boys in Radio City at 914. And the four Happy Harbor Gobs in the Aleutian. Hello, 766. Ray Care at Blust and the Gang Blusters at 525. Howdy, Coconut Gin Jensen in the South Pacific and Zoot Suit Smith in Australia. Go there. And Lieutenant Harold Ryan at 983. This is to certify that we're thinking of your men. Constantly, brother. Constantly. Likewise, Burl Hatfield at 944. And now here's a little poem by Private William J. Shakespeare of Greenland. The girls I've known, they have been many, but up in Greenland, I don't see any. Some like them fat, some like them skinny, but give me Martha Ray singing Mr. Paganini. Well, don't look now, Shakespeare, but you just broke your meter. Here's that song, fellas, Paganini. The concert was over in Carnegie Hall, and the maestro took bow after bow. He said, my dear friends, I have given my all, and I'm sorry it's all over now. When from the gallery I rose from my seat with this mournful cry, oh, 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 Mr. Paganini, please play my rhapsody, and if you cannot play it, won't you sing it, oh, and if you can't sing it, then you simply have to swing it. I said swing it. I mean swing it. Oh, ding dong, ding it. Cut. Mr. Paganini, we breathlessly await your masterful baton. I go on and I swing it. If you can't swing it, we've heard your repertoire, and at that final bar, we greeted you with wild applause. Oh, Lord, what a great ovation with your interpretation of woe. Oh, 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 Mr. Paganini, now don't you be a meanie. What have you up your sleeve? Come on and spring it, oh. And if you can't spring it, then you'll simply have to. As the bombardier said when he caught the Nazi gun factory in his bomb site, it's high time to break this up. This is Martha Ray giving you the closing marker quotation. German stock became worthless in North Africa, and now showing marked decline in Europe. Mussolini common being sold short by Hitler. Japanese paying heavy price for barbarism incorporated. Over here in America, we're holding 135 million squares in freedom preferred. And fellas, when it comes to bonds, our bonds with you guys over there are the strongest bonds in the world. Well, that's all till next week. Thanks for everything, and so long from the USA.
This is Ken Carpenter with a money-back guarantee that your big show will be back again next week, and signing off with a notation that Command Performance is arranged through the cooperation of the Hollywood Victory Committee and is produced for you men of the Armed Forces of the United Nations by the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States of America.